This is the Affirm America podcast, where we stand up and speak out, affirming American excellence. Coming to you deep in the heart of the Midwest, located in an undisclosed log cabin on the outskirts of town, your host, Marquis Vandermark.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Affirm America podcast. On this Tuesday, December the 6th, this is election day down in Georgia between Warnock and Herschel Walker. Let's get out and vote today, folks. Let's keep that 50-50 split in the Senate today. Let's get Herschel Walker in there. Hey, we got a little bit of fog this morning and some cloud cover, but it's going to get up in the 50s today. We're not complaining. Hey, thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast. I'm your host, Marquis Vandermark. These are your top five headlines. Let's start off with headline number five. Germany mandates people get vaccinated before being euthanized. From Life News, it's totally okay to hire a doctor to help you off yourself over in Germany. Just make sure you're vaxxed first. In a move that really makes you go, huh? German doctors are now turning away euthanasia requests who aren't up to date on their COVID vaccines. Because apparently, if you want to kill yourself, you could first make sure you're jabbed against a virus that can, well, kill you. All right, so this is what's going on in Europe. Europe has really lost its way. It's become very much socialized, maybe close to totalitarian here if they keep going down this path. But this is just the kind of absurdity that's going on in the EU. Germany's not the only country, but all across the European Union, this is kind of the insanity that we see happening in all different quarters, not just on the vaccinations, but just in their general ideas and concepts of how they treat things. They're very much woke. They're very much into the climate agenda. This is just another example of how crazy things are getting, folks. What can I say? Germany requiring vaccinations before you get euthanized. All right, headline number four. The White House labels Twitter's email leaks suppressing Hunter Biden's story as old news. From the Daily Wire, the White House on Monday dismissed a release of Twitter emails showing internal discussions around suppressing stories about Hunter Biden's laptop as old news and a distraction from the real issue of why the platform was not doing more to tackle hate speech. Conservatives have seized on the release, dubbed the Twitter files as evidence that Democrats are in league with tech giants as they suppress unflattering stories. But Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre played down the impact of Elon Musk's decision to release the information. From the RNC Research, Karine Jean-Pierre calls Twitter's censorship of the New York Post story on the Biden family's corruption, foreign business dealings, old news, and a distraction. Okay, well, it doesn't surprise me that they want to change the narrative. I mean, it's bad news coming out. And every day, Elon Musk keeps dropping more and more files and information, and he's told us that he's going to continue to do that until everything is laid out there on the table like it should be. He made the comment the other day that he's not suicidal, that if something happens to him, it's not that he committed suicide. If it looks like he committed suicide, then there may be some foul play there. He's had a lot of death threats. Who knows, the deep state, you start revealing stuff that's, going to damage their reputation, expose them of who they are. I'm not so sure how far they might go to stop something like this. But it's good news. Free speech is on the march. And the more that the truth comes out, the more we can all realize the importance of our First Amendment rights. All right, headline number three. Pfizer, BioNTech seek FDA consent to vaccinate children under 5 years old. From the town hall, pharmaceutical corporation Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech submitted an application to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for emergency use authorization of its COVID-19 Omicron vaccine for children under five. If approved, children's ages 6 months to 4 years would receive a two-dose primary series of the COVID-19 vaccine, followed by a third dose of the Omicron adapted bivalent vaccine. Okay, so, I don't know. Pfizer, these big tech pharmaceutical companies, they're looking at that bottom line. The rate of young children getting the COVID virus is less than the flu, and I'm not quite sure why they have to jab these very young children that have natural immunity just because of the fact that they're very young, and the creation God that created the child, you know, has a very strong immunity, and it's not something that needs to be concerned. As people get older and as they have more health problems, their body's less resistant to disease and viruses, then of course that's where the vaccine should be focused on and not on such young children. It's probably a bottom line money-making issue. You read the book, the real Anthony Fauci, Kennedy talks very clearly about how corrupt the pharmaceutical industry is and how they have used it as a big opportunity to make a lot of money. All right, headline number two, Gavin Newsom plans profit cap for oil and gas industry. LA Times, Governor Gavin Newsom on Monday unveiled an outline of his plan to place a cap on oil refinery profits in California, a proposal he's asking lawmakers to approve in hopes of reducing future spikes on gasoline prices. After convening a special legislative session, the governor publicly shared a first look at his plan more than 2 months after he said he would call on the legislature to penalize the oil industry's excessive profits, accusing companies of price gouging by intentionally elevating the cost of gasoline for California drivers. Oil and Gas Workers Association. The EU puts price caps on Russian oil in attempt to destroy Russia's economy. California Governor Gavin Newsom calls for cap on oil company profits in special session starting today. Okay, so California, again, this is typical liberal Democratic, what can I say, Democratic ideas and laws. Don't let the free market drive anything. Let's just have the big government come in and tell you how much profits you should make, regulate you out of business. Profit's not a bad word, folks. That's what makes our country so great. People are incentivized to make profits. It's the Biden administration's cutting and stopping the production of oil in the U.S. that's causing the problem. That's why the gas prices are going up. Not allowing for those licenses to be approved. All kinds of red tape tying up the companies. Just their general tone on oil and gas production, it makes them very shy, and they don't want to invest in oil production in the U.S. because of the Biden administration's abusive rules and regulations against these companies. So the fact that Gavin Newsom is taking this kind of hands-on, top-down government approach to it is very typical of California's Democratic rule. And that's why that state is failing dismally, and many, many people are leaving the state. High taxes, just the nonsense that's going on over in that state is a direct result of these ridiculous ideas that they need to put caps on profits. It's un-American. All right, headline number one, 303 Creative takes First Amendment challenge to the Supreme Court. From the Washington Examiner, the Supreme Court heard oral arguments today in the 303 Creative LLC versus Alinas, a case that deals with the clash between public accommodation laws and First Amendment rights and asks whether the government has the right to override the latter in such disputes. Specifically, the court must decide whether the state of Colorado has the right to compel speech from its creative professionals. The justices appeared to agree 6-3 that Colorado has no such right, despite the state's best efforts to compare Lori Smith's religious objections to a race-based denial of service. From the National Review, this is still a free country in which the freedom to create includes both the freedom to dissent and the freedom of conscience to control one's creations. Private businesses and individuals, large and small, rely on those freedoms, including the freedom to boycott. The court should reaffirm those fundamental liberties. All right, so this is a big case in front of the Supreme Court right now. Boy, I heard some clips from some of the oral arguments today. Jackson is, I don't know, she's not very smart. Some of her questions about her mother's recipes, and she was just rambling on, didn't make any sense at all. It's typical Joe Biden checking off boxes, whether they're black or white or whatever, just to fill quotas without really thinking about whether they're really qualified. But boy, if you listen to her arguments today, it was just a bunch of gobbledygook, similar to Kamala Harris, incoherent speech. It's way out of her league. But anyway, the main point is the freedom to choose on who and how you would be creative when it comes to gay marriages. That's what the issue is here, whether she has the right to say, hey, listen, I'm not going to create a website or decorate a cake if it goes against my religious beliefs. And that should be a freedom that we have, and that's what's right in front of the court, the Supreme Court right now, is to make that decision. Looks like it's a 6-3 in favor of Creative, 303 Creative LLC, and I hope that that gets passed, because that's a very important First Amendment right, religious freedom right, free speech, and thank God we've got a conservative majority in the Supreme Court. All right, those are your top five headlines for this Tuesday, December the 6th, 2022. Thanks very much. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Affirm America podcast.
This is the Affirm America podcast with your host, Marquis Vandermark. And let's never forget, America is great, and we affirm it.